Hello, this is Jo Tomlin in Edinburgh for Fringe Review, and I'm at the Number Shop, which is part of the Arts Festival here in Edinburgh, running at the same time as the other festivals. And I'm here with two people who are artists. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Alessandro Di Massimo, and I'm an artist, visual artist based in Edinburgh, and I've got a studio here at the Number Shop. And it's currently, we are currently showing my exhibition and Natalie Doyle's exhibition for the third slice of our exhibition program, Melon.
And my name is Joe Coghill. I'm a studio holder at the Number Shop as well, and I've just finished my slice of the melon last week.
Okay. So could you tell me about your part in this festival? Because your art is actually on display here. Could you explain it?
Yes, for this show, I'm exhibiting a series of work about cartography and exploring how cartography can be used as a tool in a contemporary art practice. So just working with maps and landmasses and things like that.
And what materials do you use? Because I notice there's quite a variety in that room.
For this show, I mainly used paper-based media, so spray paints and acrylics. But I've got a publication as well, so it's like printed images and a sculpture project. So I usually use a broad variety of media.
And what inspires you to create your works?
It's usually about the surrounding environment and whatever I hear from the news, from the media, and things like that, mainly.
And how about you? Your art was on display last week, and could you explain and describe some of it, please?
Okay, so last week I enacted an exhibition called Ver Amusement 9 to 5, and that was the reimagining of an exhibition that happened in 1988. The result of an artist called John Margotti, who was a no-wave outsider artist based in New York. Ver Amusement is a philosophical term that was coined by Henry Flint, an avant-garde musician and philosopher, and it basically equates to pure recreation. His ideas about art were that it became too stuffy, too professionalized, and too formal, and he wanted to change things to make them more subjective for the art, more subjective and more recreational. So my exhibition was a durational performance where I did a series of interventions which disrupted the nature of display within the gallery.
Oh, very interesting. And what inspires you towards those interventions?
I'm driven by a sort of an unstoppable force of art within me. I need to find a place for myself. So basically, I use the gallery as a place to create new works and new ideas, because I don't like the idea of art ending. I like the art of new beginnings and new ideas. And so I wanted to use the space to sort of share ideas and share my thoughts on art.
And do you ever use any other media, paper, canvas, paint?
So I'd class myself as like a post-conceptual multidisciplinary artist. So my stuff really bases itself on ideas first and foremost, and then the materials that I use are a result of the ideas. So I don't fix myself to a set medium. I'm more engaged with, you know, using the appropriate mediums to express the concepts and ideas that I want to share.
So could you describe some of the media that you've used in the past?
So I use sound quite often. I use instrumentation. I use risograph printing publications. I'm interested in using all mediums and all sort of all mediums, all materials, anything that I can get my hands on. I will try and manipulate or re-territorialize as art materials. I think that there's no distinction for me between, a stone or an art object. There's no difference for me.
It strikes me now that once your performance is finished, the art, that piece of art is over. Do you record or capture your performances in any way for archival reasons or for the future, for other people to watch?
No, I don't. It's all quite ephemeral. A lot of people come and view the artwork, and I believe that like the art lies with the audience. So for me, it's about putting it out there rather than, you know, capturing it. So if it's documented by another person, then that's great, but I'm not really interested in documenting my own work. I like to let it happen.
And what are the reactions of people who come and watch this?
Mixed. Very mixed. I like my artwork to be quite divisive. I don't really want it to be... I wouldn't say unpleasant experience, but a divisive would be what I mean. I liked it to cut right down the middle. So you either love it or you hate it. And I think that's really important for me with art, that you kind of, it makes you form your own opinions about what art is, because to me there's no real sort of good or bad. So I'm really interested in opening up that dialogue about what art can be.
So how do you find your audiences?
They find me. I don't really find them. I'm quite, this is the first exhibition I've done since graduating from art school. I left art school with kind of a bad taste in my mouth. So I'm really, really trying to find my audience at the moment. So this was an opportunity for me to sort of step out into the forefront and show myself as an artist. So I'm finding my audience, so come find me.
So, Alessandro, did you go to art school or have any training, or did you just start creating?
I went to art school in Rome. So, yeah, I graduated from Accademia di Belle Arti in Rome, which I believe is the equivalent for College of Art here.
Okay. And what kind of art did you study there?
I've studied set design and scenography for 5 years.
And then do you do set design now?
No. It's a bit strange, but I've chosen this this stream of study because it was very interesting for me, and I could work a lot with the space, so I could train myself to work with the space, because one of my main interests is working with installation, so the involvement of the viewer in the space, and this was the most suitable of the courses that I could choose. So then I never really worked with set design, but that's why I studied.
Could you describe an installation that you've done in the past, or maybe have one upcoming?
Oh yeah, I've just for the last year edition of this festival, I've done an installation. It was like we could call an interactive installation where I painted on inflatable spheres. I've painted the globe, the map of the globe, and I let people play with those spheres inside the exhibition space. So I filled up a room with 32, 33 end painted globe maps, and the people was allowed to, you know, kick, play with them, and you know, it was fun.
Sounds wonderful. What are your next projects?
I am working for a new exhibition that will be in November, will be displayed in November. It's going to be about the way war and conflicts are represented by the media and the information.
Okay, very interesting. And how about you? What are your next projects?
My next project is I'm taking a break from art for a year. I'm going to do something completely different. I'm yet to decide what this is.
Oh, okay. I was about to ask.
It may be a job in a factory, or you know, some kind of vocational training. Mm-hmm. But I need a break. I like to do my exhibitions on a really staggered basis, so I feel like I gave quite a lot out on this one. So I need a year or so of kind of soul searching to figure out, you know, the next step for me. So I'm going to purposefully remove myself from contemporary art, and then hopefully reemerge.
And where are you from? Where do you live now?
I live in Edinburgh. I've been here for the last year. I live in Leith. I'm kind of nomadic. I've moved around quite a lot, but I moved from Dundee. I studied time-based art and digital film at the University of Dundee. Then I went and worked in a pub in Fife, and then I just kind of float around a little bit. But I'm trying to root myself now in Edinburgh. I feel like it's a great sort of cultural hub to settle yourself and sort of anchor yourself. So, yeah, I'll be here for the next while.
Oh, so you'll be here while you're stepping away from art, but finding a job in a factory or something around here?
Yeah. Just something to keep me going. I mean, art's kind of like a precarious position. it's quite competitive if you want to find work within, you know, your own sector. So I'm quite engaged with the idea of occupational realism, which is like a, it's kind of like the negation of both contemporary art and also your position as a precarious minimum wage worker. So I worked in a hotel for a year last, this is my previous job, where I engaged in a year-long undercover residency, where I disrupted the nature of, you know, employment by doing micro performances whilst working. So I'll be figuring myself out and doing another micro residency at my place of employment. So come and hire me.
Okay. Wow, great. And could you tell us a bit more about this place, the number? It seems like it's a gallery, it's a studio. There's a lovely decorated kitchen in there, very funky and artistic. What happens here year round?
Okay, so the Number Shop is an artist-run studio space and has been going on since 2014. It currently hosts 11 artists from Edinburgh. And yes, we are an association that supplies affordable studio space for emerging artists. And also we have a year-long program where we display, we give space to emerging artists to display their work as well. And we do a program of exhibition for each edition of Edinburgh Art Festival. The program of this year is called Melon, and we have a double solo show each week with displaying new works from studio members. So that's currently the third one, and we have two more to go. So four artists to see in the next 2 weeks. So wow. People on the approaches.
That's great. Thank you so much, both of you, for taking the time out of your busy day to speak to me today. It's a very fascinating conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.